Maggie Motors pregame show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Ryan Steinkamp, the head football coach with the Kemper Knights, as they head into week three, going to be hosting AHSD Avoca Walnut. And coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here in the pregame.
Absolutely, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet, coach. Kind of this murderer's row of preseason games and non-district games that you guys scheduled this year continues. Pretty much everybody you've played is either ranked or getting votes to be ranked right now, and tonight you've got to AHSD Avoca Walnut. They come off a 41-7 victory against Riverside. They jump up to number 3 in the rankings, but you guys still a really good football team yourselves. What's kind of been the mindset this week to get ready for this game?
Just getting better. You know that, you know, it doesn't get any easier. You know, they're a good team. It's just, you know, being more focused, being locked in, and, you know, each kid doing their job.
Conversations with the guys, you're sitting 0-2. I don't think anybody anticipated that. Everybody knows this team's going to be a good team, especially come district season. But any conversations with the guys? Have you guys had to worry about addressing that at all?
No, we don't really just kind of talk about, you know, staying on the path, staying true to the plan, because, you know, I know a handful of plays go differently. We're sitting 2-0, but we got to fix. You know, we haven't played a perfect football game yet or a great football game. You know, we've kind of been having some self-inflicted wounds, and we can't work on fixing that. The kids understand it. I think when the kids, you know, the kids have had good spirits. They, you know, I know that, you know, they want to win, and they're ready to work hard and get to it, and we've had a good week of practice.
Where did you feel like you guys practiced well this week? In what areas?
You know, I thought our communication was really good in the secondary. I thought the offense was clicking. You know, taking what's there. You know, I think sometimes we try to get a little too home run happy. It's just about, you know, just keeping the sticks alive, keeping them moving.
Brock Bading probably going to be making his second straight start at quarterback for you guys. What do you take away from him from game one that you can help him out then with game two?
You know, he showed us that he can play. So I think now it's like, okay, you know, now we realize, you know, the kind of all the tools that he has about, you know, he's got a good arm, he can read the defense well, he puts time to film room, that, you know, maybe we call things a little simple for him, but he showed us that he can handle more. So, you know, it kind of opens up more things for us.
Running game, is that going to be pretty important for you guys this week against AHSD Avoca Walnut?
Yeah, that's something that we definitely got to work on establishing, is getting that running game going. You know, keeping the sticks moving, keep the O line. You know, getting those second medium, second short definitely makes open up the playbook a lot easier. So, yeah, getting the run game is going to be really important for us.
Where do you feel like you can have success this week in that run game against them?
I know a lot of it's going to be, you know, hopefully just, you know, keeping it simple. You know, between the tackles. You know, just downhill, getting 3, 4, 5 yards, maybe busting one up there. So, you know, it's gonna be more of an effort thing from our guys.
Their defense has given up some points this year. What do you see from their defense? How do you expect them to look to attack you guys?
You know, they've really kind of, I don't think that the big play is gonna be there as much. They play those safeties pretty deep. You know, they have some really good athletes back there that kind of just sit and ball hawk. So I think we're definitely going to put some drives together and take care of the little things.
Sounds like they play a lot of zone then in the secondary.
Yeah, yep, they do.
Do they blitz much with the linebackers?
Not a ton, you know, up the middle a little bit. I mean, when they do blitz, they're coming hard, like they're fast, physical, and their safety comes down, and, you know, playing that zone, he comes down and fills well. So we're definitely ready to stay on our blocks.
I noticed that they've got just 2 interceptions, but both of them taken back for touchdowns this year. What have you seen from the secondary where they're able to break on the ball, it looks like, pretty well?
Yeah, they're very opportunistic. I know they have several return touchdowns, several, you know, the pick sixes where, you know, they kind of set their guys going to make plays, and they go make them.
Let's talk about their offense a little bit. Camden Sukup, their quarterback, hasn't thrown a lot, so this is a team that probably going to want to come out and establish the ground game. They've had him and the Sternberg kid both breaking off some big plays. Want to run the football, I'm sure. What have you seen from them offensively?
They're fast. You know, they run a bunch of different formations, you know, trying to catch you a little bit. But, you know, they're very, very creative. They have to be very disciplined, and so they do have a good team speed.
Coach, it's going into week 3. Are you expecting to see anything from these guys maybe that you haven't seen on film yet?
Maybe a little bit. You know, I think, you know, with their first 2 games, them handling pretty well. They probably definitely saved a couple things. So definitely we kind of talked to the kids about being aware of that. Like, hey, they kind of, I have a feeling they're going to do this, you know, maybe sneaking the running back out the backfield more and pass plays, things like that. So they haven't passed a ton. You know, they've been passing, you know, kind of when they want to, not because they had to type deal. So I think we've definitely worked with some kids about some things that we could see them trying to do against us.
You mentioned the Sternberg kid trying to leak him out of the backfield a little bit more. What type of a running back and athlete is he?
Oh, he's fast. You know, he's smooth. You know, just back there watching him play. He's just a very, very good football player.
How do you guys feel like you match up front?
I think we'll be okay. You know, our guys have been challenged the last couple of weeks. I think they're excited for this opportunity. It's just, you know, for them, it's just an effort week. You know, everybody has their job. We got to do it and just bring effort for all four quarters.
Coach, I think your defense has played pretty well the first two games. Gave up 22 against Thielen and then 24 against Underwood. I'm sure you'd like to get that down inside the 20, but that's two really good teams. What stood out for you about the way your defense has played so far?
You know, I think a lot of effort. You know, they're communicating well up front. The secondary has shown some flashes of great plays. You know, and then I just think that a lot of it's been just every level doing their job, from the D line to the linebackers to the secondary, just being able to communicate.
Any chance you guys can create some turnovers this week, and how do you go about maybe trying to do that?
Yeah, that's definitely a big part of the game too. You know, you always want to be positive in that turnover margin. So I kind of told the guys, you know, once you see it, trust it. Like, go be aggressive on that.
I know last week when I chatted with you, you talked about trying to get some work in on special teams heading into that Underwood game. Feel like special teams is starting to turn the corner for you guys?
Yeah. I thought against Underwood we took a nice step forward in that one too, and just definitely make a focus on it this week.
Also noticed the Sternberg kick, speaking of special teams, returned a couple of kicks for touchdowns this year. How do you keep the ball away from him on kickoff return?
No, put it in the end zone. Kind of, as I kind of tell him, like, you know what, I'm like, put it in the end zone, guys, or if it's in, you know, watch for reverse, watch for something, just because, you know, he's an electric player. You know, they're smart. They know, hey, get your, you know, high school football, get your best players the ball in space too. So, but I told him, you know, I told the guys be aware of it. We're working on that a lot in practice. So, yep, definitely, you know, we keep those returns. You got to do our best. Just keep our best. Get the ball out of his hands. And if he does have it, we got to have everybody covering, pursuing.
Final non-district game before you head into district play next week. What do you want to see from the guys tonight?
Just, you know, consistent effort. You know, not taking plays off. The guys putting out there confidently, having fun. So we talk about guys. You're playing, you're communicating, you're having confidence. Like, you can play so much faster and stronger. Just from watching film the past couple of weeks, you can tell, like, the plays where we didn't have success, there was plays where we weren't communicating, we weren't confident. You know, it's every single play, every single guy being important and buying in.
Head coach Ryan Steinkamp joining us here again on the Mackey Motors pregame show. Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us. Best of luck coming up in the game. And I know the guys will look forward to chatting with you on the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show following the game. And I'll catch up with you as well for the coaches show coming up on Saturday morning.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jeff. I appreciate it.
You had head coach Ryan Steinkamp again with the Kemper Knights. Again, they're hosting AHSD of Oka Walnut. We will have more of our Mackey Motors at pregame. Nick Brinks, Doug Waniger, they've got the call coming up next here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.